podcasting straight from my front porch, where together we can share our inspirational journeys with the world, one story at a time. Thanks for supporting my Inspirational Journeys podcast. My purpose is to provide a platform for authors, creative artists, and entrepreneurs to share their stories while also providing writing tips, encouragement, and inspiration to help you achieve your writing goals through faith and courage. By clicking the Support This Podcast button or following the link in my show notes, your monthly contribution of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 will help me achieve mine. To Inspirational Journeys, everyone. My name is Anne Harrison Barnes, and today I want to do another book review, but I want to make it analytical this time because there was something fascinating about the book that I just finished last night that I wanted to bring to your attention. Okay, the book is entitled The Perfect Wife, and it was written by J.P. Delaney. And first of all, let's talk about the audiobook. Okay, I downloaded it from the Bard website for the visually impaired and people with disabilities. I downloaded it from there, and I can look up the number like real quick and put that and give it to you guys if anybody wants it. Though I may recommend it to some of my other readers, but anyway, but if not, it's also on Audible and on Amazon. I can put the Amazon link in a blog post, but I did want to talk about that. But I did find it on Audible and listen to a sample before I even downloaded it onto my iPad. So it's good that I have more than one way of reading on a serious note. But let me explain something. There were three narrators, plus the author read his own author's note. And little did I know until the end of the book that the author himself is British. I want to try to get him on the podcast as well. But if I can't, you know, at least I know who he is and know his voice because of his author's note. And this book was different. Okay, first of all, you had, and I don't remember the names of the narrator, so, you know, forgive me for not giving the names. But anyway, you had a woman narrating the first point of view section, which, well, most of it anyway, which had its own, was actually as if someone was writing telling this character's bot, Abby Bot, her story. Okay? As if he was telling, this person was telling her story. And it was written in second person present tense point of view. And it's rare to see books written like that. Some writing experts that I've actually talked to have recommended that I don't do that. Writers don't do this, me and other writers too, especially if it's expository writing for college, like for academic setting. You definitely don't want to do that. But in this case, this is not the first novel I've read like that. There is I've read another one years and years ago, and I don't remember the name of it, but that was not what fascinated me. The second tense, second person present tense had its own set of chapters. And then there was a past tense first person that had its own set of chapters. And needless to say, I'm not going to tell you who the points of view were from, whose point of view it was. It acted as if it was two point of views, but it was the same character telling two different stories unrelated to the book. But one was telling the backstory, one was telling the current situation as the character saw it. And let's just say that it's suspense because the bot is looking for the real. The bot's name was Abby, and Tim told this bot that he was her husband and that she had an accident 5 years ago. Okay, well, the more you get into the book, the more you realize that that may or may not be the case. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but I will say this much. There were some things like adding adverbs and dialogue that I stress that you should avoid if at all cost, that I found And the suspense was hit or miss. You know, that you had some suspense, you had some that was not. But you find out more about the actual antagonist, I would say, though he created this bot. And it was hard to tell who was the true protagonist here because of the way the story was written. That was the one thing I didn't like about it. It was hard to tell. But other than that, it was well written. I would give it 5 stars. Maybe 4.5 to 5 stars. Put more like 5 stars, though. Because it was definitely different. The style was different. The style was definitely not something I had seen before. Though I'd seen, you know, different points of view before where the two characters didn't meet till the end. I have read a book like that before. I don't remember the name of it, but it was several years ago. But not like this. This was totally different. And it was like a techno-psychological thriller. Or it was supposed to be psychological suspense, according to the author. But it was more like a techno-psychological thriller, is what it was like. Yes, I will admit there was some language and a bit of subject matter that some people may find offensive. I'm gonna give you that. But with commercial audiobooks, it's hard to tell where those places are. And I was not expecting it. It wasn't as bad as some that I used to read. But yet, still, there were still some points where you have to be mindful of these things. And if you don't feel that it's safe for you to read or safe for, it's definitely not for kids, but safe for you to read or any of your family members, then, you know, I leave that discretion up to you. But, you know, if it had not had this kind of stuff in it, for the style as a writer, for a style study, I would definitely consider, you know, recommend that you at least consider reading it for that purpose, if nothing else. Because it was definitely something I had never seen before, and I found it fascinating. So the book, again, is The Perfect Wife, and it's written by J.P. Delaney. I'm also going to get Believe Me by J.P. Delaney on Audible just to see what his style is there. Because I want to see how he writes this, you know, this different thing. Now, I will say, one of the characters in this, they had a child with autism. And he writes that because he has a child of his own with autism. And he's researched some of these topics that are talked about in the book itself. He has done the research, and he lives with a child with autism. So, you know, therefore he has the knowledge that he needs. And he didn't over-research it like Jodi Picoult did in one of her books. Now, I saw that, and the different points of view in hers was confusing, but I'm not going to review hers here. I just wanted to talk to you about that because it was really an interesting I'm just looking at something. I'm sorry. I paused for a minute. Anyway, but not only that, it was just, there are different points of view and different styles. So I highly recommend that if you don't read this book, read widely. Read in your genre, read outside of your genre, see the different writing styles, and then find out what works for you. And that's what I've done. Now, will I write in this style? Probably not. Especially because there's a lot of research that goes into this. But not only that, I mean, not only that, it's just not a style that would work for me. If I change point of views, I change chapters, but I don't have like 2 point of views with separate chapters. That could be confusing as well. But to me, it wasn't. It was actually intriguing. And I was going to stop reading it at first because of the backstory. But then I kept going and I found it, you know, I found it. I'm like, wow, this is definitely interesting. It's the first time I've seen that. And it is a bestseller too. So, and it's traditionally published, so your prices may be a bit higher than what you're used to seeing. But still, check it out, at least, if nothing else, for style. And if it doesn't suit what you want to read, that's fine. But I do encourage you to look at different, you know, to look at different books and have a different, you know, and read them as writers, read them analytically, in all honesty. Be analytical about your reading and see what works and what doesn't. And see if this particular style is similar to your own, or if there's anything you can learn from the style, because every writer's different. Every style is different. And we must read in order to learn how people write. in order to learn how to write. And, of course, listen to some of the experts. But I still think reading is one of the best ways to get inspiration, too. So, anyway, I wanted to give you that book review. And I also want to say thank God for this cooler weather. Some people may have had it before we did, but here in Georgia, it's been hot for the past couple of weeks. I'm not complaining, don't get me wrong, but it's nice to see the cooler weather. Now, let's all pray for rain, that's for sure. I know I'm getting off topic here, but I just wanted to give you that little update on a personal update here. And with the cooler weather, comes time to turn the air conditioner off, and it's much quieter. I have the fan on medium, so it's much quieter. And now that I don't have as many distractions, I can certainly do more writing. So you will have more updates from me. And stay tuned. If I don't get another lesson podcast in, stay tuned because Thursday I have an interview with Meredith Hankins Alexander. Or I may introduce her as Meredith Alexander. But yes, I do have an interview with her. Her book is entitled The Sky is the Limit. But the limit is just the beginning. I think I'll have to look that up. I have it when I do the interview. I definitely have that. And I'll put that together in a blog post so that you guys can see it. And I'll give you the purchase link there too. And she does her own audiobook too. So I've got that one. And then on the 21st, I have Lisa Snyderman. I'm hoping to get one the week, not this week, but next week. So I have one in between those two to give you guys more interview content. Okay. That's my hope. I don't know how it's going to work, but that's my prayer that I find someone. If any of you are authors out there and you listen and you'd like me to, and you'd like to be a guest on my show, please email me with inspirational journeys in the subject line at annwrites75@gmail.com. That's annwrites75@gmail.com. And the information, or you can reach me on Twitter at annwrites75. You can message me on Facebook at Ann Writes Inspiration. Or you can go to my website, AnnWritesInspiration.com, and click on the contact form and put inspirational journeys somewhere in the comments so I know that that's what you're looking for. So I greatly appreciate you listening today, and I wish you all a blessed and relaxing Sunday afternoon, and enjoy your day. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. Crimson Cloak Publishing proudly presents October Savings. 3 ebooks for $5. That's right, you get 3 ebooks priced at $3.99 or less for just $5. Get your favorite books while the savings are hot. This deal ends October 31st. Go to crimsoncloakpublishing.com and click on Bookstore to get 3 great reads for 1 low price. Use promo code 3 for $5 at checkout. That promo code again is the number 3, the letters FORN, all caps, and the number 5, all one word, to use at checkout to take advantage of this special offer. Happy reading! If you have feedback for the show, questions about the writing life, or suggestions for future shows, there are 3 ways you can contact me. You can either send me a voice message from anywhere, contact me via my website, or send me an email. The links are in my show notes. Thanks for listening, and have a blessed day. So I challenge you today to go out there and read to get inspired. Write something inspiring and share your creation with the world. For when you've touched one life, you've touched 1,000. Thanks for joining me on Inspirational Journeys. You guys have a blessed day.